Judge Jack was kicking himself. Down at the South End Senior Center, a sculpture they'd thought had been donated 12 years ago was now in limbo. The donator's brother had seen it there, seen it for the first time, and since they owned it when they ran their restaurant into a backwash bankruptcy, he now wanted it back. The center had grown fond of the carved basswood dolphin over the years, and they were more than reluctant to give it back. Statue of limitations, apparently. What to do, what to do? Turn it over to an arbitrator, of course, some poor sap who would willingly step into the vice. Who are you going to call? Judge Jack. And Jack had said naively, sure, he'd mediate. Now he regretted it. No King Solomon decision here, he soon learned to his dismay. Someone was going to be sorely disappointed and he would take the fall. Maybe lose a friend. Let him flip a coin, Two-Toke Tom advised. The gods of fate, my friend, better than the judicial system, you ask me. Two-Toke naturally thought a septic system was superior to the judicial, having been harassed for most of his so-called adult life over recreational preferences and underground agriculture. Two-Toke was legendary for a life of minor cannabis crime, and he was a man who held a grudge. Judge Jack sipped his latte thoughtfully. Tom was usually in geosynchronous orbit a bit too far out to take seriously, but he did have a point. Flipping a coin might be the way to go. Nobody right, nobody wrong, no judge hung on his own petard. Just bad luck calling that head over tails, way of the world. Keep the dolphin, lose the dolphin. Geez, who cares when the Middle East is collapsing into sectarian war? It's just art, after all, and Judge Jack knew better than most that art in corporate America was worth about what bitcoins were on the South End, and sinking fast. Flip a coin and walk away. How you gonna rule, Judge? Tom smirked over his coffee. Jack shook his head sadly, shoved his mug into the center of the table. Refill, Brenda asked, holding the coffee pot, working the tables. Jack said mournfully, hell if I know, Brenda. Come back in 5 minutes, I gotta give it more thought. Tom fairly howled. He slapped the table. Hit me again, Brenda.